This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Welcome to our continued coverage of Go West Credit Union Association's MAX convention here in Spokane, Washington, where it looks like the sun's kind of trying to come out today.
Starting to break through.
Yeah.
Nicer.
We had a little rain yesterday, but today it's looking pretty darn nice out there. So good stuff. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Daniel Warner from Veracast. Daniel, how are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for being a part of this. This conference is great.
My pleasure.
Really enjoyed some of the sessions. Back with all the booths, and then we continue to be a sponsor of this as well. So
right on.
It's been a great partnership.
Yeah, that exhibit hall in there is like GAC-ish. It's very large.
It is large.
Very large in there. So yeah, so you guys are in there with some great people, and just kind of what I'm asking everybody, how's the conference going so far for you guys?
It's been great. We have five people here from our organization.
Oh, wow.
Had dinner with some clients, have one-on-ones, as well as, you know, learning quite a bit here.
Mm-hmm. So. Anything stand out for you? Any highlights stand out for you? Or?
We did not make it to the ball last night. That was sold out before we had a chance to do that.
That's a popular event here. So, highlights,
I got to say, though, the chocolate bar yesterday was National Chocolate Day.
I heard about that.
That was the highlight.
I'll take that.
Even though I'll reference some things like Sultan McGahey, you know, as he spoke yesterday, is one of the keynote speakers. Boy, I'm a little scared of our national security, but as he talks about the customer journey and how you reach, how his mom still has cash in her wallet, but then you've got the newer generations with pay, obviously through phone and digital payments, and how do you talk to everybody in between, and everyone's different, and it's really hard right now for credit unions to be able to have that dialogue with customers, right? Because it's so individualized, and how do you do that with scale? And so I thought that was one of the takeaways from kind of where we sit in the industry. Wow, how can we help in those areas? And it is challenging right now. And then obviously the industry and the changing and inflation. And this is just a critical time within our space by far, right?
There's so much going on. Yeah, I think, critical is the word for sure. So let's talk a little bit about Veracast, because you guys rebranded from Harlan Clark. Am I correct on that?
So a lot of people in this space may know us in the past as Harlan Clark or Clark America or Liberty maybe even back in the days, or Harlan Clark Holding Corp. We went through over the last few years during COVID, we went through a rebranding, and we brought our sister companies together. Mm-hmm. So Harlan Clark was owned by a large organization, and we have sister companies that are really leaders in marketing and in digital and print media and data and connecting consumers to clients to their end consumer in a real meaningful way. And it was time for us to bring that all together. And so we branded as Veracast.
Okay.
So as we're going through this branding, our booth in there is Veracast. And so there is some confusion in the market a little bit, but we are, so I thought we'd just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Other verticals, you know, if you're in the retail space or Walmart or Amazon, you know us as those are our clients in for Velasys or NCH, coupon clearing and fraud settlement within that legal tender space, right? So we're connecting those types of dots. Or they might know us as companies that we've acquired, like MaxPoint Digital, Brand.net was a digital company, to RetailMeNot, et cetera, et cetera. So we brought all these companies together under Veracast, which was really substantial into the financial services and financial industry space, as we bring this together to be able to really create a new brand within that space.
Right on.
We're continually to evolve, just like credit unions are evolving as well.
Just about everybody else.
Right? You have to. And so you may know us as more the payment side with the checks and things like that. But as we continue to diversify within our client base, the different solutions that we work with them on.
So, all right. Yeah. You guys, sounds like you guys are everywhere. So that's a good thing for sure. So what do you see as some of the top marketing trends or strategies in financial services going into 2023? I think we're almost done with 2022. I said, when it comes to strategies, so I think we're going to turn the corner and go into 2023.
Absolutely. I think at this point, everybody is looking at their budgets for next year. Yes. They're in their planning for next year. They're, you know, this year is, I don't want to say it's done. They have 2022
is like, all right,
they have to
next.
Absolutely focus on, all right, what is changing, what is evolving, and who is their competitive set, and obviously that landscape, right? So when I look at the, or as we as an organization, but also myself, I think there's five key, at least, marketing strategies that I see that credit unions and other financial services companies should start to really look at as that space is changing. So the first thing, as you start to look at your radar in 2023, the first thing is reevaluating, you know, your digital approach. Right now, we're starting to go into an environment, or we're in an environment, I should say, where with Google and others, there's a lot of privacy, there's cookie-less targeting, and how do you reach consumers in this digital space? And also different media that's coming out from connected TV and other areas of media that aren't just your traditional digital media, right? And digital is a big word within this conference.
Oh my gosh, it can mean many things.
It can mean many things, right? It's just like print can mean magazine or newspaper or mail or what have you. And so when I say digital, it's more about the connection to the consumer side from a media perspective, not a digital transformation payments or platform for the credit union. So just as I speak to that, but we found through our Financial Trends Watch report that one-third of the, we interviewed a lot of the credit unions, and one-third of them state that they're not ready for this cookie-less targeting strategy.
Oh.
And so how can we help with, or how can, you know, not just we, but others in the industry start to really understand and look at that space as they reach the consumers. So that's one of the areas that I think is really important, is understanding that changing dynamic of digital as it continues to change with speed.
Okay.
The second would be build customers' connections by engaging with social media. So from a social media standpoint, which is also in the realm of digital, but it's really not about just sending out an ad, but is more about how do you have that empathy? How do you have that connection? They're going to care if you care. And I think that's really important with these community-based credit unions as well, right? Mm-hmm. And how do you have that dialogue? Because that's what's going to set them apart from other places as you start to look at who do you go with from a loan to deposits.
Well, we learned that from the pandemic.
Absolutely.
Empathy was the big, other than pivot, I think empathy was the other big word during and after the pandemic. So you guys are spot on.
The third would be, you know, how do you help customers save? So we did also a study that shows 66% of consumers said yes to incentives for opening up an account. And that was through our Veracast Health study. And so what I think is really important is there some way to engage a consumer? And then also, once you engage them, though, how do you get that consumer to do other products within your portfolio, right? That's also, it's not only gaining that customer, but then it's being able to expand.
Like cross-selling?
Cross-selling.
Okay, gotcha.
But the being able to give some sort of an incentive to open up an account, I think, was valuable as well, especially in today's, you know, economic situation where consumers are looking for ways of either savings or benefits as well. So that's something as we shift into next year. And then fourth would be leveraging data for personalization.
Oh yeah.
That is, it's coming out, so we got all the crowd here, the noise.
Oh, that's all right.
It's great.
We like the noise.
It's really this personalization. So we did this Trend Watch report as well, this financial trend report. And 72% of customers only engage when it's with personalized messaging. So when you think of segmenting out your database, and do you have a CRM database, right? Do you have a, how are you reaching consumers? Are you merging data that is the credit union's data with a third party to be able to learn more about your consumer, look at trends, look at information like that, you know? Again, not to, from a Veracast perspective, you know, just in the space in general, what we see, because we're in that space, is we have a huge data warehouse of consumers, right? Identity graph, ours is called our consumer graph. But we know what stages people are in life, what they're spending on, what they're looking at. Are they looking for credit scores? Are they looking for, you know, a loan? Are they looking at cars? And I think being able to manage any client base with what's happening out there in the marketplace and telling them more about their own consumer is really important at this time as well, right? So that's the way, how do you get smarter about your own consumer?
How do you find lookalikes? How do you make it personal to that person? And I think that's where it gets to that, what I talked about, the speaker who had his mom had the cash in the wallet and the student, you know, the early gen. So where is that difference, and how do you communicate the difference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I learned a new saying this year, and it may not be new to you, but it was new to me. It's show me you know me.
Yeah.
And so that whole personalization philosophy is like, show me. And when my credit union shows me that they know me, you know, then I'm like, I'm all in. They get it.
They don't send you one note that says something and then send you another note, a different format that you feel like, wait a sec, I'm the same household. How do you not know, you know, who I am or how you're talking crossed. To me the same way? And we see that a lot with retailers. It's how do you merge all of that omni-channel marketing to one household, right? And have the same touch points, the same media, the same objective, I guess, and treat them like you know them versus very disparate.
Yep, and that's where that leveraging that data, oh my gosh,
yeah.
You can't take two breaths today without talking data.
And then the last thing is,
I bet a majority of these people out here are talking data, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we talk data, we talk all this, you know, futuristic, you know, but I think the last point is what's old is new again,
which is
at the same time, what we're finding out, and again through our studies and research and what we're seeing with clients, is that you still need that personal touch sometimes, right? Where technology is great from a convenience standpoint, and there's been a lot of discussions about convenience and how people are doing different things that might cost more or go to a different competitor because of the convenience. So you do need to make sure that the credit unions have the right platforms, right? For their customer members today. But also it's that can talk to a human being. You know, the call centers are still very important during times of challenges. And then also they want that relationship, a live chat, right? And then the other components are things like some traditional media is still relevant of direct mail or the touch and feel and how people sit down and start to look at their ads and so forth as well, right? So we can't completely shift yet, but we are definitely evolving and people, you know, engage in media differently.
Well, there's different demographics, different channels for different demographics. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what, like, being a marketer today is like being like a ringmaster at a circus. You know, you gotta handle
the
digital, the social, the traditional, and oh my gosh, and whatever else is coming down the turnpike. So,
and it ultimately all comes down to the customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
And are they having a good experience?
Yeah.
And are they satisfied? And to your point, the things we talked about is, are you having a relevant, personalized dialogue with the right audience, with the right type of media, so that way they do feel connected, and they feel like the service is great.
Right, right. And the technology is out there to allow this, right?
Yep.
So it's there, so it can
it's
be done.
It's there. It's to your point, it's challenging of different companies, different areas, balancing it all. It's a struggle right now for a lot of folks within the CMO type role and customer experience roles and things like that.
Yeah. Goodness gracious, what a changing world we're living in.
I thought it was going fast
3 or 4 years ago. Holy smokes, look at 2022
and then
and
you change these last 3 years between pandemics and inflation, and you're right, it is non-stop change, which is good.
Yeah, and which I just read today that for the first time in, what, 2 decades or something like that, that the interest rate for mortgage lending is over 7%.
Yes.
So I just saw that on my news feed and went, oh.
I've got all these stats from these sessions. One of them was, in 40 years, it's the highest. And so how do you adjust with that? And is this the new normal?
Yeah.
Or is actually they started to look at an average over the last 40 years, and we're really not that far off because the average amount for the last 40 years was in the high fives, I think it was. And so anyway, it's an interesting to look at where we're at in a segment of time. How do we all respond to it now, but also how do we prepare and change if it's loans, if it's deposits, if it's what are we focusing on and how are we communicating to those consumers during this time frame?
And there's a whole generation that hasn't experienced things that are going on right now, where like maybe more established or older generations have like, I remember when interest rates were, you know, for a home was 11%, or, you know, when the price of gas was $5 or whatever. I remember those way back, but this new generation, and interest rates. Hey, 0%.
Exactly.
You know, buy a house with no docs. You know, that type of stuff. You know,
One of the nuggets. You know, again, you talk about some of what's changing and who the competitive set is and how do you reach these consumers. Someone was talking about there was an open position for a VP of. Was it VP of loan something or other? And they said, what company do you think that is? And people were saying PayPal and companies like that, right? Well, it wasn't that, it was Zillow.
Yeah, I heard that.
So yeah. Zillow, as you think about it, mortgages and things like that, so there's starting to be this, how do credit unions continue to keep their place in this world versus these changes, and then how do you, you know, talk to this new generation that, shoot, buy a house in Zillow if you're younger.
They don't care. They don't care. Whatever's easiest, for sure. Yeah, it's that whole ecosystem that we're talking. I think Ford is doing that now. You can do the whole thing within on their website, basically. So yeah. So and it's, I think there's a term for it called disintermediation. Is
yes.
That right? Yeah. So
yes.
Which is going around a lot these days. All right, Daniel. Well
anything
else?
I appreciate your time.
Yeah, my gosh. No. Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. This is really, really good stuff. Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellens, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.